God's word is a fire in my bones,
and I cannot keep it in.
We are not building an institution or a program.
We are building the kingdom of God.
This is Do Not Keep Silent.
Yes, welcome in to Do Not Keep Silent. I'm your host, Jason Azurek. Find us online at donotkeepsilent.com. That's donotkeepsilent.com. Don't forget, the truth will set you free.
Toto, I have a feeling we're not in Kansas anymore. We must be over the rainbow.
Oh, I love that little clip. Mainly because it seems as if today people are just struggling with reality. Don't know how else to put that. So, as we get started tonight, I wanted to just encourage you with, well, be a person that is willing to be a witness in all that you do. Show people Christ in and through your actions. I think it's time to actually live out what we believe. Been saying it for years, but I think we're all finally beginning to see this slow downward spiral, or the slippery slope, is actually real. Friends, when we actually live out what we believe, when we do this, those who hear God's voice and obey, well, those who follow him will be set free with the truth. I wanted to share with you John 8, starting in verse 31 here, just to consider tonight. Then Jesus said to those Jews who believed him, "If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." They answered him, "We are Abraham's descendants and have never been in bondage to anyone. How can you say you will be made free?" Jesus answered them, "Most assuredly, I say to you, whoever commits sin is a slave of sin. And a slave does not abide in the house forever, but a son abides forever. Therefore, if the Son makes you free, you shall be free indeed." John 8, 31. Through 36 there to consider. I'd like to just continue on sharing with you a little bit about regarding Abraham's seed and Satan's. "I know that you are Abraham's descendants, but you seek to kill me," Jesus said, "because my word has no place in you. I speak what I have seen with my Father, and you do what you have seen with your father." They answered and said to him, "Abraham is our father." Jesus said to them, "If you were Abraham's children, you would do the works of Abraham. But now you seek to kill me, a man who has told you the truth, which I heard from God. Abraham did not do this. You do the deeds of your father." Then they said to him, "We were not born of fornication. We have one Father, God." And Jesus said to them, "If God were your Father, and you would love me, for I proceeded forth and came from God, nor have I come to myself, but he sent me. Why do you not understand my speech? Because you are not able to listen to my word." Friends, I really encourage you to go take a look at this back and forth and dig into the word of God here. John 8, starting in verse 31. Some amazing, amazing text there to consider. Friends, the truth will set you free. We must be his disciples to really know the truth. We must read and study God's word. We must listen to and then obey the Holy Spirit's leading. Friends, if you are not sold-out follower of Jesus Christ in everything you do, and are not striving to serve him in all you do, well, then at certain times, as it is clear from the text, you will not know the truth, and you will be deceived with lies from the evil one. Friends, consider that today. Again, my name is Jason DeZurek, your host for the program. You can find us at donotkeepsilent.com. That's donotkeepsilent.com. We need to be a witness. Later on, I'll share with you about stolen time, stolen experiences. But I just want to dig into the importance of us really living out our faith. Years ago, I was blessed to take a group of youth on a mission trip. We actually went to Toronto, Canada. And a group and I who were out doing some ministry, I'll hopefully be able to share with you, if not this half hour, maybe, well, in a different half hour, about some experiences we had on that trip. But as we were out doing some street ministry, again, this is me, just a young youth worker. I think I was about 28, 29 years old, something like that, with some youth, high school youth. And we heard this as we were walking around. "You stole our land, and I hate white people. Leave us alone." Let's just say that was kind of a shocker. You see, these words were quite a rude awakening to hear as the leader of our mission trip. You see, we were to go out and minister to people that were homeless. And quite honestly, as we heard those words, I can only imagine what the high school students thought who were with me. Now, this is back in the early 2000s. Late 1990s, so it was a little bit different than it is today. And the man who spoke these harsh words, he was a Native American in a wheelchair. He had a cast on one of his legs. He was a very large man who didn't look, talk, or smell like the five students that I had with me, to be honest with you. Straight up, I pretty much had nothing in common with this man either. He was accompanied by a woman, a Native American woman who was either his wife, a girlfriend. I'm still unsure to this day. Well, before he told us to leave, we tried talking to them about life or whatever they just wanted to discuss. But to be quite honest and blunt, he was very angry at the world. And to put it, mildly, most of the blame was on society and everyone else. He wouldn't let us touch him, and neither would his companion. Friends, witnessing to them about the love of Jesus Christ, to be quite blunt, was not going well. See, they wanted to hear nothing about it. We did our best just to be civil and loving toward them. But eventually we moved on. Well, we moved on and we ended up on the very, very, very busy street corner. The intersection had so much traffic going, it was incredible. And there were a bunch of street kids on the corner. We had an amazing day at this intersection. And again, I hope to get to that story a little bit later on. But we needed to start heading back to our group. So we started to hoof it because we needed to get moving. In fact, we had really only about 10 minutes to get to where we needed to go. And then we Well, we heard someone say, "Help, help us, please." Well, one of the youth heard it for sure. I know I heard it. And because of our situation, I almost just said, come on, let's keep going. Let's not worry about it. We got to get back. I mean, you know how it goes. You get in a rush, you get in a hurry. Well, I sensed, the youth sensed, you know what, we're up here for a reason. And whoever this is, let's go help them. Well, it was that Native American lady that we had seen earlier in the day. Help! Help us, please! And she said, Ronnie's hurt. He fell out of his wheelchair, and I can't get him back in. He's behind that wall, and I think he's hurt pretty bad. Please help! I'd like to remind you, as well, I continue on telling you this story, that this gentleman was not the smallest person in the world. He was actually a very large man. Remember, he didn't talk or look or smell like those five youth that I had with me or even me. We all knew that our group was waiting for us, but it didn't matter. As I've said earlier, why else did we go to Canada in the first place? But to show people the love of Christ. So we just decided our group was going to have to wait. And honestly, we hoped that they were going to understand. Again, you're tuned in to Do Not Keep Silent. My name is Jason Dzurek, your host for the program. Again, you can find us online at donotkeepsilent.com. That's donotkeepsilent.com. I'll be back to finish up this story in just a bit. But before we do that, got a quick fast cast to share with you. Here on Do Not Keep Silent.
This is the Worldview Warriors Fast Cast,
your daily spiritual energy drink,
with your host,
Jason Dzurek.
Imagine, if you will, if Job would have quit and cursed God. But he didn't. We see God blessing Job's life even through great pain and suffering. Friends, we see in Job 42, verse 12, the Lord blessed the latter part of Job's life more than the former part. George Washington Carver said, "The secret of my success? It is simple. It is found in the Bible. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths." If you'd like to dig into more on this idea, find our blog post that's titled, Don't Quit.
Find us online
at worldviewwarriors.org.
Yeah, find us online at worldviewwarriors.org. That's worldviewwarriors.org. Again, you're tuned in to Do Not Keep Silent. Wanted to let you know about a brand new resource we have available. Literally just came out. It's called The Roman's Journey. It's a devotional commentary written by Katie Erickson. It's available in paperback and on Kindle. You know, have you ever wondered what this Christian faith is all about? And why we as Christ followers believe what we believe? Have you ever wondered that? Or have you ever tried to share your faith in Jesus Christ with someone, but, well, been confused about what salvation means? Friends, Romans is the most doctrine-filled book in all of the Bible. Friends, we know it can be intimidating to dig into this lengthy letter written by the Apostle Paul, but that doesn't need to be your situation, friend. In this devotional commentary, our blogger, author, and speaker, Katie Erickson, she breaks up the book in Romans into easy-to-read sections, while still maintaining the context of each passage. And she offers insight into what the biblical text meant for the original audience as well as readers today. Be encouraged in your faith by traveling on the Roman's Journey, friends. Again, the Roman's Journey. This is a devotional commentary written by Katie Erickson. You can find it at worldviewwarriors.org. That's worldviewwarriors.org. It's available in paperback and on Kindle as well. Let's continue on here as we, well, continue on with this story with myself and some youth up in Canada back in late 1990s, early 2000s, and with what took place regarding this Native American man and this Native American lady who earlier in the day had told us basically to get away and go do something else. Again, after our amazing day at an intersection with a bunch of street kids, we had about 10 minutes to get back to our group, and we had at least a 15-minute walk. Again, on our way back to our group, we heard someone say, "Help! Help us, please!" I had heard it too, and to be honest, I almost kept going. But the student definitely stopped and looked, so we all stopped. Again, it was the Native American lady from earlier in the day. Again, she said, "Ronnie's hurt. He fell out of his wheelchair, and I can't get him back in it. He's behind that wall, and I think he's hurt pretty bad. Please help." Again, we had hoped that our group that we were meeting would understand because we were going to have to help. I also want to remind you that Ronnie, the man who fell out of his wheelchair, was a very large man. Someone who didn't look or talk or smell like us at all. But I'm encouraged to tell you, and hopefully you're encouraged as well. Not only were we able to help this man into his wheelchair, but also they were both now willing to have an enjoyable conversation with us. They were even receptive to hearing the good news about Jesus Christ and his love for them. Remember, earlier in the day, we had heard from this man, "You stole our land and I hate white people. Leave us alone." Again, these words were quite a rude awakening to hear as the leader of the mission trip, as we were going to minister to people who were homeless in Toronto, Canada. And honestly, I'm still kind of wondering what our high school students were thinking as well. Well, I'm excited to tell you that we were able to pray with them and pray for the healing of Ronnie's leg as well, you know, the one that was in the cast. We even were able to share some food with them, too. Friends, both by our actions and our words, we had the privilege of being witnesses to these people, people that Jesus loves. We need to remember, John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life." And Acts 1:7-8, Jesus said to them, "It is not for you to know the times or dates the Father has set by his own authority, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you. And you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth." Friends, were lives changed on that trip? Well, absolutely, yes. And I'm not just talking about the two people from Toronto, Canada. I'm sure that all our interactions on that mission trip left a lasting impression on the hearts of the students as well, just as they did on mine. Friends, I do thank you for tuning in to Do Not Keep Silent. Again, you can find us online at donotkeepsilent.com. That's donotkeepsilent.com. Remember, the truth will set you free. We need to hear God's voice and obey in all that we do. I'll wrap up in just a bit. Again, this is Do Not Keep Silent. Find us online at donotkeepsilent.com.
This is the Worldview Warriors Fastcast,
your daily spiritual energy drink,
with your host,
Jason Dzurek.
Just imagine where Israel would be today if Abraham would have given up on God and his promise that he made that Abraham would be a great nation. Even through the difficulties he faced, including some that were self-inflicted, he didn't give up and trusted in Almighty God. Friends, don't quit. Trust Almighty God in all that you do. If he really is Creator God, then you wouldn't even exist right now without him. Be thankful for him and the gift of life that he's given to you. Friends, find our blog post titled Don't Quit to dig into more on this idea today.
Find us online
at worldviewwarriors.org.
Yep, find us online at worldviewwarriors.org. That's worldviewwarriors.org. Again, my name is Jason Dzurek, your host for the program. Some of you might be wondering, what in the world is Worldview Warriors? Well, we are about encouraging and equipping youth, young adults, even parents and grandparents as well. We're a group of godly leaders passionate about teaching and worshiping the God of the Bible. We engage students, parents, and grandparents with relevant biblical discussions and challenge them to bring the message of Jesus Christ to this generation. Other things about the ministry that I'd like to share with you is our main focus of ministry is about 14 to 24-year-old students all around, not just the nation, but the world. Some of those ways we engage people are radio programming, our internet presence, social media, our blog. We also have our resources we put out, such as our paperback books, also available on Kindle. You can find out more information about the ministry at worldviewwarriors.org. That's worldviewwarriors.org. We also travel quite a bit. And with things seemingly opening up, we'll probably start doing that again. We've just sensed God telling us to kind of hold back a little bit and not travel as much or our conferences that we have done in the past, just to wait. So we've been doing much as far as our online resources that are available to everyone. Again, find us online at worldviewwarriors.org. That's worldviewwarriors.org. Some things in the ministry we put our foundation on, our beliefs. The Bible, we believe that the Bible is the holy, inspired word of God and that it is inerrant in the original autograph. Some of you might be going, what is inerrant? Meaning without an error. The Trinity. We believe the triune God is revealed in Scripture from the very first verse. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit are equal in nature, distinct in person, and submissive in duties. We also believe that Jesus Christ will return bodily to consummate his kingdom. There's so much more you can find out about the ministry at worldviewwarriors.org. That's worldviewwarriors.org. We do have a Facebook page available, not just for Worldview Warriors, but for Do Not Keep Silent. And we also have one for Worldview Warriors Publishing, too. We encourage you to go there, encourage your friends to go there. And thanks for all of the prayer support, financial support for this ministry. Again, my name is Jason Dzurek, your host for the program. Been president for I don't even know how many years. We also have one of our bloggers, Katie Erickson, who again has released a brand new resource just this year. The Romans Journey, a devotional commentary. You can find out more about that at worldviewwarriors.org. That's worldviewwarriors.org. Another one of our bloggers, speaker, and author is Charlie Wolcott. He'll be releasing another brand new book coming this fall. Don't have all the details for you just yet, but we're excited to release that as well. One other blogger I'd just like to point out to you is our good friend Steve Reisner. Steve hails from a small town in northwest Ohio known as Sycamore. He actually grew up 5 miles outside of the town, but his mail read Sycamore, Ohio. That's what was on it. And he was raised in an Assembly of God church his entire life. Steve enjoys all kinds of music and various outdoor activities, too. But his true love, where he finds real enjoyment, is in the lives of his children. He and his wife, Michelle, have 4 boys ranging from age 2 to 11 years. And they also have had their 5th child, just a beautiful baby girl, recently as well. Again, my name is Jason Dezurek, your host for the program. You can find us online at donotkeepsilent.com. That's donotkeepsilent.com. And we'll see you next time. I'm not a pushover.
Be made new in Jesus Christ.
I won't play your games. Just let me be.
Find us online
at donotkeepsilent.com.